Joining us today on Straight Talk 1400 is Mark Merritt. He's the president and CEO of Pharmaceutical Care Management Association. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. Prescription drugs continues to be a problem. They're very expensive. We can talk about history, but drugs weren't asked to do as many things as they do for us today, and there's all the research and development. It's a tricky situation, isn't it?
Well, the good news is there are a lot of great new drugs on the market that cure things and manage conditions that couldn't be done before. The bad news is a lot of these cost a lot of money, some of them $100,000 a year. And so as drug companies charge those prices, people are concerned, especially with all the news around ACA and Obamacare plans that cost them a lot of money, and people wonder what kind of coverage they're getting. It creates anxiety because people wonder, gosh, I have coverage, but can I get the drugs I need? And so that's why we're talking today, because the good news is there are some things people can do to reduce costs on their own. And also, fortunately, there's somebody like our companies, the pharmacy benefit managers, who stand between small businesses and drug companies and drug stores, because we reduce costs for those that offer the coverage to their employees and to other people.
Well, all right, let's talk about that. Shy of going to Mexico, how do I save money on my prescription drug costs?
Well, the good news is if you have insurance, and our companies only deal with those people who do have insurance, I realize some people don't, you have an insurance card. And on the back of that, what people don't know often is there is a pharmacy services phone number, a 1-800 number you can call. And there's also a website, the website of your plan or your pharmacy benefit manager number, you can go on yourself and type in your membership number that's on the card, and all of a sudden they'll have all your drug information there, and you can work with them to say, hey, look, are there less expensive options I can be taking? Are there generics I can take instead of a brand? Am I maybe taking two of the same drugs, maybe different drugs to treat the same condition prescribed by different doctors, you know, over the course of many years? Often people are taking the same drug for the same condition when it would be much better and less expensive just to take one of them. And the other thing that people don't realize is they can save money on things like home delivery, 90-day home delivery of drugs that they're going to take for a lifetime. They can pay a little less in the copay and not have to go to the drugstore every month to pick up their medications. There are more affordable drugstores people can choose. Drugstores don't all charge the same amount, and people don't have time to shop around and call different drugstores for information. So if they contact their PBM directly by going to the website or calling the number on the back of the card, they can walk through the patient to make sure they're getting the best options possible at the best possible prices.
All right, these PBMs, these pharmacy benefit managers, who hires them? Who are they working for?
Sure. As more and more companies and government programs and unions and others started to offer prescription drug benefits over the last 30 years, they realized, hey, we need somebody to negotiate on our behalf. And so these companies kind of got together, and pharmacy benefit managers negotiate on behalf of sometimes thousands of these companies at a time. So they can go to drug companies and say, hey, look, now you have to deal with us. We represent millions of lives. We want better prices. We want better discounts. And if you want people to be taking your drugs instead of your competitor drugs, you give us those discounts. We save billions and billions of dollars, which is why these companies hire us. They certainly wouldn't hire us if we didn't save money. And we do the same with drugstores. So we go to them and say, hey, look, if you'd like to be in our network, you're going to have to charge lower rates, because we only want people to be going. They can go to whatever drugstore they want, but we want to encourage them to go to the ones that are cheaper by maybe having lower copays at that particular drugstore. And so we design drug benefits in a way where we talk to the people offering the coverage and say, look, show me how many people you want to cover, how much money you have, and we'll make those dollars go as far as they possibly can to make sure that people can get really high-quality benefits at the lowest possible price. That's what pharmacy benefit managers do.
That all makes sense. That is so really, really logical. Now, do some people have plans where they'll say, you have to go to Walgreens or you have to go to CVS or something like that?
Sometimes there may be a drugstore that just charges so much, or maybe has safety problems that say you can't go to that. But typically, you know, there are more drugstores than there are Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Wendy's combined in America. There are lots and lots of drugstores to choose from. And frankly, most health plans include just about all of them in their networks. The difference is that some of them may be what are called preferred drugstores, those that have lower copays, where people may get a better deal. People may not realize that if they go downtown, there may be three pharmacies right there, and that one of them is much less expensive than the others. And that's where people can find that out by either going on the website for their plan or just looking at their insurance card, looking to see if there's a website there or an 800 number on the back, which there will be, a pharmacy services number. And just contact those folks either online or by the phone and say, look, I'd like to save money on drugs. Help me do it. Probably the best way, if people really want to do it quickly, is just go online and look at the website and say, gosh, I didn't know I had these drug options. All the drug options will be listed right there along with the drugs you're taking. And people will find out they didn't know there were these affordable options even available to them. And most people don't take full advantage of the options available. So PBMs can help walk them through that, save some money.
This has to be a vastly underused resource. I mean, it sounds like everybody should be doing this, right?
Everybody should. I mean, I think the difference is pharmacy benefit managers don't typically work directly with consumers. There aren't a lot of ads that people see. You know, we're not like drug stores or drug companies that have ads on television, so people don't even know we're there. But we are there as an advocate for patients and for their organization, their company, or whoever, or their government program, like Medicare Part D, those popular drug benefits for seniors. We administer those plans, too, including Express Scripts, a big PBM right there in your community in St. Louis. We administer those popular plans and get premiums down. And the value people have is if they want to look into it, they don't have to call every drugstore to see which one's cheaper. They don't have to call drug companies. They can just go right on the website that's on the card, on their insurance card or the phone number, and say, hey, look, you know the drugs I'm taking. Am I taking the right ones? Am I taking too many, too few? Are the generics I should be taking? Do we need to talk to my doctor about some other options? Because the doctor is always the one who makes the call on these drugs, not the PBM. We just show people where the affordable options are. And there's a whole wealth of information that I think you're right. Most people don't even know is there. But good news, it is there, and people can save money if they take advantage of it.
Yeah, and it's stunning to me because you would think if I'm a drug company and time has expired and there's a generic on the market that's a third the price, that you would think that the drug company, the original patent holder, would reduce their price. No, not necessarily. If you're still willing to pay the higher price, they'll still charge you for it. I mean, it's incredible, right?
That really is true. And, you know, we're all for the free market and so forth. But the reality is we need more competition for prescription drugs. And really what we need to do is the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, who they have to approve drugs before they can get to the market. They have a backlog of thousands of generics and brands, really, that if they came to market, prices for a lot of these expensive drugs would go down right away. Like these expensive drugs for Hep C that cost $100,000 a year when they first came out. PBMs have sliced that in half as new competing drugs have come on the market and people have had to they've had to compete with each other. So much so that just in the private sector with these pharmacy benefit managers, we've negotiated better rates than price-controlled countries that people are so proud of bragging about. In Europe, we get better rates than them on things like Harvoni and so forth. So sometimes the private sector is more clever, more experienced, and frankly, we have tens of millions of people sometimes these PBMs represent, and a tremendous bargaining clout with the drug companies, and we get the rates down as low as humanly possible. Not low enough, people. It's never going to be low enough. But we do a great job and typically save consumers about 30% on their drugs.
That's a lot. Mark, fantastic information. Again, grab that card, your insurance card, and grab the information off the back, right?
That's right. Go to that website if they have it, or call the number. Website's even a little easier, and I think people will find they can save more money than they thought.
All right. I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Hey, great for having me. Thanks for having me.